Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Portal Podcast. I'm Jamie Smith and today I'm going to be talking to you about tournament lobbies, the salary cap and team selection on the podcast. The tournament lobby is usually the first thing you see when you log into your chosen fantasy football provider. This is where all the tournaments you can join are listed and there are usually a few different game modes to choose from. I'll come to those next. A standard game mode works in a similar way to seasonal fantasy football, with the top scorer at the end of the game week taking the big cash prizes. Heads up play allows you to take on another fantasy player, while 50-50 modes split the pot between half of the players, so if you finish in the top half of the standings, you double your entry fee. So for example, if you paid €1 to enter the tournament and you finished in the top half of the players, you would receive €2 back. The lobby can be a tricky place to get your head around if you are brand new to playing daily fantasy football. This podcast is aimed at beginners, so please bear with us if you've played a lot of daily fantasy football already. There should be some hints, tips and tricks later on in the podcast that will make it worth your while to stay with us. But if you are used to the more straightforward layouts of a seasonal game of fantasy football, I'm going to talk you through everything you'll see on a daily fantasy football screen to make it as easy as possible to get started. Here on Fantasy Football Portal, we've also got a video walkthrough of the lobby and team selection screens on the Fanaments daily fantasy football game, so check that out too if you want even more information. Most daily fantasy football lobbies look broadly similar, although of course each daily fantasy football provider has its own look and style. I recommend you take a couple of minutes to explore the lobby of your chosen game for yourself before you start entering any tournaments, just so you know where everything is. First of all, it's important to note that a lot of daily fantasy football games out there cover other sports too. For example, the NFL or baseball, or in some cases, even sports such as golf and MMA. If you're only interested in playing daily fantasy football, you can usually strip out the other options in the lobby so that all you see are the daily fantasy football games that are available to join. There's a lot of information on the lobby screen, so I'm going to take you through it step by step just so it becomes a bit less confusing for you. Among the information that you'll see are the name of the tournament, the entry fee you'd have to pay to join, the amount of prize money that's up for grabs, the number of players who have entered so far, the number of spaces left if it's a limited tournament, and the time that the tournament is due to start. That will usually be in the form of a countdown so you know if you've got plenty of time to pick your team. On most daily fantasy football games, you can also order the list of tournaments by any of these factors so that you can search through the list for a game that you want to join. For example, if you only want to spend a small amount of money on a buy-in fee, it would be a good idea to list the tournaments in ranking of entry fee from low to high. This will then show the tournaments with the lowest buy-ins at the top. In fact, a lot of daily fantasy football providers offer free roll tournaments, which you can take part in without paying any entry fee whatsoever. Cash prizes are usually comparatively low for these free roll contests, but they can be a really good way to build up experience when you first start playing. I personally recommend trying a couple of them out just to get a feel for the game, and then you'll have more confidence and more experience when you start playing the games that you have to pay to join. Once you have decided on the tournament that you want to enter, simply click the enter button. It's that simple. This is not the final step though, and you will still have the chance to back out if you change your mind and want to join a different tournament. After you have pressed the enter button, you go through to the team selection screen. But first, I want to talk to you here on the Fantasy Football Portal podcast about the salary cap, as this is one of the most important factors to keep in your mind when you are playing daily fantasy football games. The salary cap, which is sometimes referred to as a budget on fantasy games, is the amount of money you're allowed to spend on your team. There has to be a budget to make it a fairer contest and more challenging, as otherwise it would just be too easy to pick the best players available. A lot of players would have the same squad, it wouldn't really be worth doing the tournaments. If you go over the salary cap, you will not be able to enter your team, so you should always have half an eye on what you are spending when you start to build your squad. A lot of the daily fantasy football providers that are out there give you information about your budget as you add players, for example by telling you how much cash you have left to spend on each player on average. This can be a great tool to help you stick to the salary cap and get the best possible team you can pick. You will also be able to restrict the player list to those footballers who cost under a certain amount of money. This is very useful when you only have a couple of spots to fill in your team, but do not have a lot of cash left in the pot to spend. It is a good idea to spread the money around your squad rather than spend big on two or three star names and have to pick a lot of cheap players to fill up the rest of your team. The best way to win at daily fantasy football is to pick undervalued players who perform better than expected. so you will need to take some affordable gambles alongside the established names that you select. Remember, if you are only picking obvious players, a lot of other daily fantasy football users will be doing the same thing. So it's going to be difficult for your team to get to the top of the leaderboard and compete for the big money cash prizes at the end of the tournament. The salary cap should therefore be treated essentially as kind of a guide. For example, if you have 100 million to spend, a lot of daily fantasy football providers use 100 million as your budget, and you have to select 11 players to make up your team, you can't really afford to be spending over 10 million on a player or two or three players, or you're going to start running out of money very quickly. You can probably afford maybe one or two star names, and then you're going to have to start being a bit more careful with how you spend your money. The final part of this Fantasy Football Portal podcast is going to look more closely at team selection. I'm going to give you some handy hints to help you pick your teams and get up and running as a successful daily fantasy football player. Hopefully, the information I'm going to give you will help you to start getting those cash prizes as soon as possible, and you'll get a lot of enjoyment out of playing these games too. In most daily fantasy football games, you'll be picking 11 players to make up your squad, but you do have some flexibility over the formation you can put your players in. For example, if you want to, you can pick 3 strikers and cut back on defenders or midfielders. Strikers are always very appealing for daily fantasy football players, so you'll find a lot of users take this technique. They'll put 3 strikers in and maybe pick 3 defenders and 4 midfielders to make up their 11 players. It is completely up to you how you start picking your team. But a good way to begin can be to pick out the players that you definitely want to be a part of your 11. That way you can fill in the rest of the gaps around them. So, if there's a star player that you're sure you're going to have as a guaranteed pick in your team, it can be a good idea to put them in first, and then you'll know exactly what you have left to spend on the rest of your team. Make sure you pay close attention to the fixture list. This is an even more important factor in daily fantasy football than it is in seasonal games. You want to be picking players from teams that you think are going to win. It sounds really obvious to say that, but it's worth repeating. This is especially the case if your chosen daily fantasy football provider is one that gives points to players that are involved in a winning team. If you want some more information about rules and scoring in daily fantasy football games, there will be another podcast on Fantasy Football Portal that you can listen to get some more information. Make sure that you examine the fixture list closely before you start picking players. That said, it can also be worth picking players from as wide a range of teams as possible. This is for the simple reason that results in football can be extremely difficult to predict, and you never know what's going to happen, so you don't necessarily want to put all your eggs in one basket. There is a whole load of data you can use when selecting your fantasy team. It's recommended to spend some time analysing the data available, although you can place too much emphasis on the statistics too. Sometimes you just get a gut feeling about picking a player and you have to go with it. You can range all the players that are available for selection by various statistics. For example, the total points they have scored over the course of the season so far, their score for the last game week, their recent form, or the number of goals, assists, and clean sheets they've recorded. The possibilities really are vast. You can also filter players by team or by fixture if there is a particular club or match that you want to focus on when you are selecting your team. Daily fantasy football games have worked really hard to have very fluid menus, and they are really very simple to pick up, so it's worth taking a little bit of time just to play around with the options before you start nailing down players into their positions. As well as listing players by their ranking for various statistics, you can click on an individual footballer to examine their daily fantasy football record in even more detail. This will let you know if the player is injured or suspended and therefore unable to play in the next match. It goes without saying that you do not want to pick a player if they're not going to play at all, because then they're going to score you no points and really hurt your chances of finishing towards the top of the leaderboard and winning those big cash prizes. Clicking on a footballer to look at their form in more detail also gives you the chance to see how many fantasy points they've been contributed over the last few fixtures. I recommend you take a quick look at each of the players you've picked in a little bit of detail before you finalise your team. The raw data, for example, may show they've scored a lot of points over the course of the season, but only a few in their recent fixtures. In which case, it may be advisable to stay clear of them and instead go for someone who is in better recent form instead. However, one thing it is worth keeping in mind when you are playing daily fantasy football is that players who are in good form increase in price very quickly. This is why when you look at the player list, you'll see it's not necessarily big names who are the most expensive players to buy. A player who has underperformed at a big club is often available for a much lower price than a footballer who has been scoring a lot of points for a smaller team. Therefore, you want to pick players just as they are coming into a good period of form, as this will catch them before their price starts to rocket and they begin to become unaffordable for a lot of daily fantasy football players. Another rule to keep in mind when picking your team is that some daily fantasy football games restrict you to picking a certain number of players from each club. While it can be quite tempting to pack your team with stars from a team you fancy to win their game easily, you may have to prioritise just two or three players from that team and choose the rest of your squad from a range of different clubs. It is tempting to spend most of your budget on strikers, and while it's your choice if you want to do that, it is often a better idea to spread the cash you have available evenly throughout your squad. Defenders and goalkeepers can be a rich source of points, so try not to neglect these areas of your daily fantasy teams, or you might end up missing out on big points, and therefore big prizes. That's about all we've got time for on this podcast, which has examined tournament lobbies, the salary cap, and team selection in daily fantasy football games. If you still want more information about the types of game available and how to pick your team before getting started with daily fantasy football, make sure you check out the rest of the information on Fantasy Football Portal. There's a load of tricks and tips to help you get the most out of your team, and you'll be winning those cash prizes in no time. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.